Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and this is a podcast about advocacy. So, everybody, welcome to the Disability Advocast, and I have with me today David Glass, the County Commissioner for Ross County.
Mm-hmm. One of the three commissioners.
One of the three, yep. Yeah. And David, why don't you just tell me a little bit about what that means or, you know, what you do?
Yeah, sure. So the Board of County Commissioners are elected officials. There's three of us. We're responsible for primarily setting the budget for the county. We're in charge of monitoring the financial aspects of it. But that's kind of the statutory obligation of the county commissioners. Really what the county commissioners also do is lead the community, set priorities, and look at the county as a whole and make sure we make good policy decisions for the entirety of Ross County.
Well, great. That's a very important job, I feel like.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've been on the job now just for, I guess it took office on January 2nd, and today's March 7th, I think. Yeah, March 7th. So, fairly new on the job. Yeah.
Fairly new on the job. Yeah. Glad to have somebody I know and, you know, trust.
Yeah, thank you,
to
Bryce.
To be running things.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, just out of curiosity, what made you want to run for office?
Yeah, so, you know, my background and my career has been spent in economic development. I started my career working for the state's economic development agency, and then I worked for a while for the office of the governor, and then went to work in local economic development in Pickaway County. I spent a number of years there, and now after that work for a local utility partner, South Central Power Company, working on their economic development. And so that's kind of the genesis of where this happened, is me working across many, many counties in economic development, working with community partners, and having a passion for my own community. Mm-hmm. And recognizing that experience and education that I gained through that experience, hands-on experience, working with community stakeholders to set a vision and execute on it, I realized, you know, when this opportunity came, maybe I did have something to give to the community. And I really believe that if you do believe that you have something to give and you want to contribute toward that, you should. And so elections and campaigning is a lot of work, but when you're doing it for the right reasons, it's really worth it. And so far in this first few months of taking office, it's been very rewarding, and I'm excited about a lot of the opportunity that we have in front of us.
Yeah, well, I am glad you find it rewarding and everything. I got to be honest, I don't think I could do politics. I don't know, it's not my forte, but I agree, if you got something to give to the community, and, you know, you should do it, and hey, if that's what you've got, then...
Well, that's what you're doing, too, outside of, you know, not necessarily in politics, or not at all in politics, but just giving back with what you have to give here at Board of DD with your podcast, and so that's why I'm glad to be here with you today.
I'm glad to have you on. Yep, I figure, you know, media and arts are kind of like my passion of things that I'm kind of interested in. So figure, you know, I should work for the board here and kind of mix my personal experience as someone disabled and advocate for those that are also disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And my love for media and the arts and all that. And here we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know you're pretty new on the job, but has there been any like big changes you've made or that you're planning to make?
One of the things the interesting thing about being a county commissioner is that you're one of three. So no mm-hmm. single commissioner can do or implement any changes, at least without one, the support of one other commissioner.
I see. That makes sense.
I think by design, that's how our state has organized county government. And I think it's a good thing. And we generally try to work together to build consensus among all three of us. But the things I'm most excited about that have kind of kicked off since I've been here in the early phases are our comprehensive strategic plan, which just looks across all of Ross County and sets a plan and sets a vision based upon a ton of public participation, based upon some third party data analysis, and basically looks at what we're doing today and makes recommendations around how we can do things better to achieve a better goal and make progress and improve the community. And I think that's the goal. And the other thing I ran on and talked about a lot during my campaign is working well in partnering with other jurisdictions, not just the county, because the county obviously is the 700 square miles and the 77,000 people that live here, but all of those folks live in some other jurisdiction as well, whether it be the city of Chillicothe or all of the villages throughout Ross County and the 16 townships and school districts. So one thing that I think we're doing very well on and that I'm excited about is to contribute toward working together with other jurisdictions to make all of Ross County a better place.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, it takes a whole working with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I used to live, and now I'm in Chillicothe, like the main city, kind of. But I used to live in Green Township, I think it is.
Yeah.
My way.
Yeah, I grew up in Green Township, too. Mm-hmm. And we went to St. Trace together.
Yeah, so there is. Yeah. You know where I'm from, right?
Yeah.
About.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see. What else did I want to ask you? Because I know there's more. But so why don't you just tell me, like, a little bit about maybe what you do just for fun outside of work and stuff?
Well, I have four kids, and they keep me busy, and I love spending time with them. We're just about to dive into baseball season. In fact, we're already in kind of practice time for some of them, so that keeps us busy. I really love the outdoors, and I try to get out and go hiking in the spring and in the fall when I have time. I love to go turkey hunting in the spring and deer hunting in the fall, although the past couple of years I've been pretty sidetracked with the kids, and running for office in the fall doesn't really align with hunting deer in the fall.
No, I can imagine.
But I a lot of people don't know this, but probably my most consistent hobby that I love to do multiple times a week is cook. I love cooking. I joke around a lot that it's my only creative outlet, and I really enjoy cooking for my wife and having guests over to the house and cooking for them. Christmas time is a big deal at our house. We have a giant spread and invite the whole family, and that's probably my favorite thing to do outside of working and everything
else.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I've told you this, but I film video for people that cook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our YouTube channel, The Handcapable Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I didn't know you were behind the scenes
I'm
in the camera.
The
scenes
camera there. But, yeah, don't put me in the kitchen doing the cooking, because it would all burn.
Yeah.
Go terribly.
Yeah, well, even as much as I like to cook, I still have some meals that, you know, all of a sudden something gets away from you, and try not to burn it, but sometimes that happens, or sometimes it just doesn't turn out the way you thought it was.
When you
go back to the drawing board.
That's just life sometimes. You know, things aren't the way you plan, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, since this podcast is about advocacy and kind of the DD community, is there anything in the budget or plans in the future for stuff with us?
I don't know. We usually do our budgeting toward the latter half of the year, and there is support from the taxpayers, I believe, for this and for what you all do. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is important from the standpoint of this community has a lot to offer Ross County. And I know that just from the interactions of the folks I know involved here. And I had a great time this morning at the DD awareness walk and meeting at the courthouse. That was really cool to be a part of, and saw a lot of familiar faces. And I think it's a really great organization. I think that it's a good thing for us to support.
I agree. That was a fun walk this morning. It was a nice enough weather.
Beautiful weather.
No rain or anything, which was last time it was rainy, so at least that I remember.
It was kind of like the sun came out just for that event, because it was right after that it got cloudy, and I was walking down here from the courthouse, and it was a lot cooler, it felt, than it was this morning. So
yeah, I was glad to have nice weather there to be on the walk, and then help serve food after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to your question of supporting those with developmental disabilities. I think there is strong support from the state, federal, local level, and I think what you guys do, especially around awareness, is really important, because I think folks who, it's easy to get into a bubble and you don't know the experiences that other people have in life, but when you get to know some of the people from that community, you recognize pretty quickly that there are a lot of great people, and life might not be the same for two different individuals, but there's a lot to celebrate.
Yes, there is. Yeah, and it's interesting the stories that I've learned even since becoming a board, or not board member, but a worker here. Like some of the struggle, like one thing that I feel like I've learned is I've got to advocate, not necessarily even for myself, but for others, because of usually I'm not one to make a big fuss or care too much about things. If I struggle with getting into a building, let's say, or whatever, whatever. But now I'm thinking I should say something, because who knows who else is.
Yeah, and it's the other thing of if you're not raising awareness about it, and folks don't know, because it's not a part of every single person's shared experience, you're the advocates, and you're doing great work in that regard of saying, hey, this is the experience, maybe not for me, but for someone else I know, and you should be aware of it. That's a really important value that you have to offer.
Yeah, it's definitely opened my eyes that, speaking up's better, even if it's not something that I think is a huge deal, or I just kind of go about my day.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else will benefit from it if I do.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, this can be a two-way street. Do you have any questions for me or anything?
Oh, man, I want to know what your favorite thing to do in your spare time is.
I am very much an arts kind of guy. I play music and I draw. I do like the outside, but not during this time when it's cold. I'm definitely an arts guy. I like watching videos and making them and stuff like that, and playing guitar, bass, and keyboard. I like to draw. Sometimes I'll watch TV,
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got my favorite shows, and I don't watch that much TV anymore. Especially now, football season and all the sports are kind of done. So
yeah,
but spring will be here before you know it. And
time for more sports, huh?
Yeah.
I am definitely a sports fan, but and if we're talking like pro football, I'm a Browns fan. So that's Yeah,
I'm a Bengals fan.
What? At least you're not a Steelers fan.
Yeah, that's for sure. Or Ravens.
Yeah,
I liked watching the Lions this year too. That was fun.
I like to root for the underdog, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun seeing them finally go on a huge run there and get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a fun question. Mm-hmm. What do you see as the long term vision for this podcast?
The long term vision for this podcast is I really just want to spread awareness about the struggles that we face, and hopefully to just grow it and, get more eyes on it and maybe get some stuff done, in the community, that people, people will struggle with.
Yeah. I think you've had some cool guests on the show, and I'm really glad and was glad you reached out and asked me to be here. Especially, I think it worked out perfect to be doing this now during DD Awareness Month. I think it's I'm pretty impressed with your setup here and what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to have gotten you on. I just figure that, you know, you're somebody that I've known for a decent amount of time. We weren't really talking much in school, but we knew each other, and I figure, you know, now you're in a government position, and we can kind of relate on, you know, trying to make differences in our community.
Yeah, and I think that's really important for and going back to what you said earlier, politics, you know, yes, if you're an elected official, by nature, you have to, you know, you have to be elected by the people, and that, mm-hmm. by definition, is politics. But local politics, especially, offer a real opportunity, I think, and this has been my experience just in a short time, to make a big difference. And mm-hmm. That's the way we're our government's structured as Americans is, you know, it starts at the ground level, and it starts with, you know, yeah, sure, we've got the state of Ohio, but there's 88 counties within that state of Ohio. And it's a real big honor to be able to be in Ross County and to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I gave a talk last weekend at the it was Ohio Statehood Day, which is a big deal, especially here, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this is where it all started. Mm-hmm. And it's just so cool when you think about not only the role that Ross County played in Ohio statehood,
yes,
but what Ohio statehood played in the grand scheme of the country. United States and the nation. And you know, you zoom out back to 1803 when we started as a state, and think about all the things that were happening then that set the stage for everything else that happened in the 19th century, the Civil War and all of those things. But what I like to do is think about how that you zoom forward to today. Mm-hmm. Not that we're doing things as meaningful as starting a state. I don't think we're talking about that. But the decisions that we make and the things that you do with mm-hmm. raising awareness, and the things that we do in the commissioner's office around making decisions that are going. Yes, we're making decisions today, but all of those decisions, good and bad, are going to last for the future.
Yeah.
And that is another, going back to your question you asked of what got me into kind of why I ran, why I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, I have four kids at home, and I think about the future. Not only do I think about it a lot, but I think about it in a different way from folks who are necessarily always in political positions. Because I'm much younger, and having mm-hmm. kids who are that, you know, my oldest is only 6 and my youngest just turned 2. Wow. So I have a lot of concern
for the future.
Yeah, and I want to be able to hopefully make good decisions that are going to cast a bright future for 30 years from now, because hopefully I'll still be around. But mm-hmm. if I'm not, you know, at least I know my children will be in. And I want them to thrive when they're my age or just a little bit older.
So. I can definitely agree with that sentiment. I don't have children, but I have a niece that's like 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, please let the future be okay for her. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, well, like what you do, the raising awareness here about the things that you're passionate about and advocating for a whole community of people within Ross County, you know, the progress that you make here is going to have an impact in 30 years. Just mm-hmm. as, you know, 30 years ago, we didn't approach things the same as we do today. And it's all about, I think, talking to one another and learning more about the experiences that each other have. And that's why I think this podcast especially is pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I'd like to think that it's a good opportunity for just to people to learn about our experiences.
Yeah, and I felt that today at the courthouse. It was a great happy celebration for folks to raise awareness about an important issue. And I'm wearing, you know, the Board of G gave me my fancy socks.
Oh, that's so very cool.
I put those on this morning. And
nice.
I have my sweatshirt you guys gave out today to everyone who was there. Although I'm not wearing that right now because my wife took it earlier today. She's going to probably won't get that one back.
You know. Yeah, that's sometimes the price of being married. But I got mine today and then I forgot to bring it to the walk, but you know. Oh well.
Yeah.
So. But you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I don't know if you've got any more questions for me, but that's all I had for you, I think.
No, I think no questions in particular, just maybe as we close up, say I appreciate what you do. And I think listening and having conversations is really an important thing for our community across the board, is to, you know, whether it's specific communities like the folks who are served by the Pioneer Center and DD Board, or just folks, you know, Ross County is a big place and there's a lot of different experiences from, like, you and I just met. We went to Zane Trace. We kind of grew up in that northern or northeastern part of the county. But, you know, as you drive through Ross County, there's all sorts of communities within the larger community of Ross County.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Chillicothe, where we're sitting, but elsewhere. And that's why I get so excited about the things that we're doing, and why when we get to go in front of the courthouse like we did today and celebrate awareness, and hey, we were there this morning and I got to read a proclamation saying March 2005 is DD Awareness Month. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool to be here, and I'm glad to join you, and I guess that's how I close it, by just saying thank you.
Well, thank you for coming and being a guest, and you know, that's something that is important, is that, you know, people come on, or you know, want to come on and have this dialogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's great. And you're doing a great job. I listened to some of your previous guests, and I think I'll be a listener. I do a lot of podcasts. So
surprisingly, I don't listen to a whole bunch of them, but you know, some of them for sure.
Yeah.
And I hope that people listen to mine.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bryce. And appreciate you having me.
All right, well, this has been the Disability Advocast. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Disability Advocast, hosted by me, Bryce Cohn. Production and editing assistance by George Myers. Music by Matty Myers. Cover art by Lacey Garrison. The Disability Advocast is a production of the Ross County Board of DD, also known as the Pioneer Center. Copyright 2024.